Page 38, Measure 24-370, City of Mount Angel, referred to the people by the City Council. Measure amending, updating, and renumbering the Mount Angel City Charter. Question, shall the Mount Angel Charter be amended to update and clarify its language and conform its provisions to state law? Summary, if adopted by the voters, this measure would amend, update, and renumber the Mount Angel Charter. The charter was last updated by the voters in 1982. The proposed amendments would correct certain deficiencies in the current charter and would bring the language of the current charter into conformity with state law. The proposed amendments would make the mayor a voting member of the city council. The proposed amendments would also clarify that city officers are appointed and removed by the city council rather than by the mayor with the council's consent. The proposed amendments would add the positions of city manager and city attorney as officers of the city and would add language setting out the duties of the city manager and the city attorney. The proposed amendments would assign the duties of the city recorder to the city manager. The proposed amendments would delete certain charter provisions that are outdated. Finally, the proposed amendments would bring the charter provisions regarding city elections and indebtedness into compliance with state law. Explanatory statement. Measure proposing a revised charter for the City of Mount Angel. Background. A city charter acts as the organizational document for a city by establishing the basic structure and powers of city government. A charter may only be amended by a vote of city voters. What this measure proposes. If adopted by the voters, this measure would amend, update, and renumber the Mount Angel Charter. The City of Mount Angel currently operates a charter adopted in 1982. The Charter of 1982 contains several provisions that have been superseded by state law or that unnecessarily restrict the operations of the city in areas that are already governed by state law. The proposed amendments would correct certain deficiencies in the current charter and would bring the language of the current charter into conformity with state law. In proposing the revised charter, the City Council intended to update the charter and make the most of state laws governing the city. The proposed charter includes many amendments. A complete analysis of all the proposed changes is not possible in this explanatory statement. In broad terms, the revised charter would do the following. Require voter approval of annexations. Require an affirmative vote by the majority of the entire City Council, rather than the councilors present at a meeting, in order for the Council to take action. Make the Mayor a voting member of the City Council. Clarify that City officers are appointed and removed by the City Council, rather than by the Mayor, with the Council's consent. Add the positions of City Manager and City Attorney as officers of the City, and add language setting out the duties of the City Manager and the City Attorney. Assign the duties of the city recorder to the city manager. Clarify that city elections are nonpartisan. Delete a provision concerning the city's contract authority that is already governed by state law. Allow state law to govern the city's debt limits. And formalize city council's legislative, administrative, and quasi-judicial authority as allowed by state law. If approved, the revised charter would take effect January 1, 2015. To review the entire proposed charter, visit Mount Angel City Hall at 5 North Garfield Street, Mount Angel, Oregon. Submitted by Eileen Stein, City Administrator, City of Mount Angel. No arguments were submitted in support or in opposition to Measure 24-370.